Ballroom, salsa, and Morris dancing are all very well, but few things say alpha male cool more than breakdancing. So Men's Health cut down to the PlayStation 2 break station in London's East End to find out how breakdancing can keep you fit. And of course, how to skulk around holding our elbows, sucking our teeth and looking sort of moody. Breakdancing uses the whole body and involves many different components of all-round fitness. Breaking is a great cardio workout. It involves speed and flexibility, and the explosive acrobatic movements involve plyometric training. The freezes or held positions require great strength in a static position, which is a form of isometric training, and also need a great deal of core stability, which means that the abs get really roasted. This is a good thing, incidentally.
Do you like Star Trek? Asked Nigel, taking Rob by surprise. For the past half an hour, he had listened to Nigel's extensive biography and was beginning to feel there was nothing he didn't know about the man sitting opposite him. But this question revealed that there was one topic on which Nigel had held back.
I suppose the original series was okay, said Rob, thoughtfully, then added, I always liked the way the women on the Enterprise had to wear those short dresses. Who'd have thought the future would focus so much on getting a better look at women's legs?
I didn't like the original series, said Nigel. It was kid stuff, but I'm a huge fan of The Next Generation, Enterprise, Deep Space Nine and Voyager. Far more cerebral. He paused, then added, Seven of Nine is my favourite character. Who or what is Seven of Nine? She was originally part of the Borg. Who or what are the Borg? Nigel's face lit up.
Actually, he said, your question should have been, what are the Borg? Because they're a cybernetic life form that's thousands of years old, part organic and part artificial life. Even better, they're a collective life form.
Rob nodded. Interesting.